This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our We Are Carlisle podcast series. And our guest today is Georgette Kaiser, Carlisle's Chief Information Officer. Welcome, Georgette.
Thank you, Chris.
Georgette, when did you join Carlisle and what do you do at the firm?
Well, I joined Carlisle February 2015. I'm the Chief Information Officer, which means that I help to drive the strategy for information technology across Carlisle.
What attracted you to the firm in the first place?
Initially, my interest wasn't sparked because I was in a good place where I was at my old firm. My career was very challenging and growing. But then when I got a second call and took that call, I realized that this might be interesting because Carlisle had just come from being a private company, had moved to a public company. It was dealing with a lot of the regulatory issues, operational challenges, infrastructural issues that I had been through before with my old company. So I felt like maybe I could go here and I could add a lot of value and help this firm. But the one thing that really put me over the edge is that I love the culture of my old firm. And so when I interviewed, I was looking for the culture at Carlisle. I wanted to make sure that they were people that really valued each other and valued the work that they were doing, and we could all work together. And that was the thing that put me over the edge.
And has that proven to be the case?
Yes, that has proven to be the case. I enjoy the people at Carlisle. Every firm has its challenges. They all do. But the people, when it comes down to it, they get together, they work through the issues, and try to make the firm better, and try to make sure that we're doing what we should be doing appropriately for our clients.
So along those lines, we have our internal battle cry of One Carlisle, and this is colleagues working together. So what does that mean to you and how have you seen it manifest itself?
One Carlisle is really real. And I see it in two different ways. The first way I see it is it's internal employees and how the employees work together as one Carlisle. And yes, I've seen issues, but as we continue to break down the silos across all the different business units and functional units, one Carlisle continues to work together very well. The other way I see it is with our 200 portfolio companies. Prior to my coming in, IT really was not involved in the 200 portfolio companies. And now that we've kind of shown our value and the depth of technology that we really have, we've been able to work with our portfolio companies to actually help to make them better also. So we're helping to create value for the firm. All of that is one Carlisle, everyone working together to create value.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got into information technology?
So as a child, my mother, she was a reading specialist. My mother was not really into math and science, but she realized that I had a knack for it. I used to grade all of her test grades for her math students when they were in second grade. And then I started to like computers. That was a tipping point. My mother, who actually was able to buy me my first computer, which was a Commodore 64, if anybody knows what that is. And so I started creating my own programs. And then as I moved into high school, I went to a different high school than my neighborhood friends went to, where it was a specialized math classes and specialized computer classes. And that kind of really began to kind of drive me more also. I enjoy math because there's an answer to it. I enjoy solving problems. And back in my day when I first started, when programming was really becoming a hot thing, you were solving problems. You were actually producing something. So I enjoy that. The rest of my career went that way.
Tell us something either special or interesting about you.
So a lot of people know that I like various sports, but I don't think people ever honed in the type of sports that I really like. I like individual sports, and I realize it's because I'm around people all the time. I'm always helping people. I'm always doing that. So when it comes to kind of being by myself, yeah, I love to read books, but I also like sports where I'm running or I'm swimming or I'm biking, and I can kind of get my mind set for today and keep things in a rhythm in a way, and it kind of helps me at the evening or early in the morning kind of get my day going or get my evening kind of settled down. That private time for me is very special. My swims at night are a very special thing for me. Long bike rides on the weekend, 30, 60 miles out and back are just enjoyable. And people say, why do you go by yourself? And I said, it's a mind thing. It's to kind of get my own mind straight.
So do you go into the swim or the bike ride with something on your mind that you want to work out? or is it just kind of your mind goes where it goes?
I typically have something on my mind, and I've also learned that when I do have a problem on my mind I'm trying to solve, I actually work harder. I'm competing against myself for this individual sport, but I'm also trying to think through an issue. So I'll run harder, or I'll swim harder, and when I'm done, it'll come to me right away. And I keep a pad by the side of my bed at night. Things kind of come to me in the middle of the night as I'm kind of laying there. That's how I solve a lot of problems.
Do you have a hero?
Yeah, my special person is my mother. She has always been my hero. She's an incredibly strong lady. She's been battling multiple myeloma for the last 16 years and continues to fight the fight. She's going actually into Johns Hopkins, and they're going to study her because she's been through a lot of research programs, and she continues to live, and they're just wondering, what is it about her?
Wow.
I say it's faith.
Praise God for that, and we wish her well.
Thank you.
Georgia, thank you for being a part of our We Are Carlisle series. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.